Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Revelation chapter 7, we were taught that none of the 144,000 are of the tribe of Dan, speculating that it might be because of their idolatry. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
We saw here, in verse 4, here in Revelation 7, all the tribes of the children of Israel. Now, the word children is masculine, ending in Greek. There is, in the Greek, a feminine, and there is a neuter. So this is referring to males, just like the three in the fiery furnace were males. Chapter 14 and verse 4 told us they were not defiled with women. Now, it could mean in other circumstances of not any fornication, because Hebrews 13:4 tells us the marriage bed is undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. However, our passage here takes it beyond that and says they are virgins in chapter 14. The times in which they live would perhaps be too hard for married people. The care for their family would not allow them to accomplish the will of God in some cases. In Matthew chapter 19 and verse 12, we read this, "For there are some eunuchs which were so born from their mother's womb, and there are some eunuchs which were made eunuchs of men. And there be eunuchs which have made themselves eunuchs for the kingdom of heaven's sake. He that is able to receive it, let him receive it." And of course, these are the words of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Basically, he's telling us, if you're not born a eunuch, and you were not made a eunuch by man, and then there are those who, by choice, in order to carry out a specific call of God, were made eunuchs. And if you don't fall into one of those three categories, then the Bible's telling us it's best for men to marry rather than to burn. However, understand that it's not always God's will for a man to marry. Some that he has a specific call, and you can read about that in 1 Corinthians chapter 7. We also notice that the tribe of Dan is missing in this list here in chapter 7. Dan has not been eliminated, but they do not have those in their tribe that are sealed at this time. And perhaps you wonder, well, why would that be? Well, first of all, we read in Genesis 49, verse 17, "Dan shall be a serpent by the way, an adder in the path that biteth the horse heels, so that his rider shall fall backwards." And the indication is that out of the tribe of Dan, because Genesis 49, Jacob is telling his sons what will happen in the latter days. This is a prophecy. And the indication then is that Antichrist may come out of Dan. I'm also told that rabbinic symbolism teaches that Antichrist will spring out of Dan. Dan represents idolatry. In Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 16, we read a little bit about that, where it says there, "The snorting of his horses was heard from Dan. The whole land trembled at the sound of the neighing of his strong ones, for they are come, and have devoured the land, and all that is in it, the city, and those that dwell therein." Of course, that's talking about the Antichrist, as he comes in and destroys and breaks the covenant that he had made with Israel. And so That's the idea there, that the guy is from Dan. Also, Judges 18, verse 30 and 31. And the children of Dan set up the graven image, and Jonathan, the son of Gershom, the son of Manasseh, he and his sons were priests of the tribe of Dan until the day of the captivity of the land. And they set them up Micah's graven image, which he made all the time that the house of God was in Shiloh. And what you must understand is that Dan represents idolatry. Dan was the first tribe to go into idolatry, to bring idolatry into Israel after they entered the land. Now, let me also state this. Ezekiel chapter 48, and verse 1, shows that Dan is restored in the millennium. You see, my friend, our God is a restorer if you are away from Him. Oh, you may be listening today and you've wandered far from God. Our God will restore. His arms are open. He wants you to come back. However, you delay and you put it off. You'll find that there comes a time where the chastening hand of God will fall. Now, these 144,000 in our text, I believe, will be used to preach the gospel. In Matthew chapter 24, verses 14 and 15, it says, "And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whoso readeth, let him understand." And so, my friend, I believe that these 144,000 are referred to here in this passage. It's making reference to that time in the tribulation period. In Isaiah chapter 66, verses 15 through 19, we read this, "For behold, the Lord will come with fire, and with his chariots like a whirlwind, to render his anger with fury, and his rebuke with flames of fire. For by fire and by his sword will the Lord plead with all flesh, and the slain of the Lord shall be many. They that sanctify themselves and purify themselves in the gardens behind one tree in the midst, eating swine's flesh, and the abomination, and the mouse, shall be consumed together, saith the Lord. For I know their works and their thoughts, and it shall come that I will gather all nations and tongues, and they shall come and see my glory. And I will set a sign among them, and I will send those that escape of them unto the nations, to Tarshish, Pool, and Lud, that draw the bow to Tubal and Javan, to the isles afar off that have not heard my fame, neither have seen my glory. And they shall declare my glory among the Gentiles." And of course, that setting in Isaiah is at the end of the tribulation. And verse 19 there, where they go and they to the isles that are far off and they declare his glory among the Gentiles, this could very well be these men that are used to do that. It seems these men are used first to preach Christ to their own brethren in Israel. And that's the gospel way. That's the Bible way. Romans 1:16, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." And so we see that in that passage, that it was to the Jew first, but secondarily to the Greeks or the Gentiles. Now, it may be that they fan out from Israel to wherever pockets of Jews are, and they preach to them Jesus. And maybe this is another reason why they're not married, because of the conditions of the day in the tribulation. So we've seen the great restraint in verses 1 through 3, and the great sealing in verses 4 through 8. Next, I want you to see the great multitude in verses 9 through 17. Now, verse 14 will show that this group is from the great tribulation that we see of this great multitude. And it's a great multitude which no man could number. Let us read verse 9, where it says, "After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations, and kindreds, and people, and tongues, stood before the throne, and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, and palms in their hands." Now these are they who were influenced by the 144,000. Now remember, the 144,000 preach, and multitudes are saved. That is, after the rapture. The truly saved, those that were saved before the rapture, are raptured. Those left behind that had never heard the gospel or never been under the conviction of the Holy Spirit, they will have an opportunity to be saved, but it will be at great price. Now, when it says about this multitude that no man could number, refers not to impossibility. Rather, it could not be counted by a man in a moment of time. Just remember, God is all-knowing. And it's a great multitude of Gentiles. Now, this chapter is scriptural. It's to the Jew first. That's why we must not forget the Jew in our prayers, as well as in our missionary programs. Just because they're Jews doesn't mean they're saved, and they need the gospel, and they will hate our gospel. Recently, an agreement was made with Rome and Israel that Rome would agree not to evangelize the Jewish people. And Rome's probably not interested in evangelizing them. They're just interested in making them a part of their world religion, their ecumenical movement. But nonetheless, we as fundamental Christians, we're interested in evangelizing Jews. We want them to be saved. Now, whereas the 144,000 are protected from death, these are not. But this great multitude saved in the tribulation are not ones whom the Holy Spirit convicted before the rapture, and they rejected it. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 11 and 12, we read this, "And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned, who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness." This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ. Christ Jesus.